3 store for details. Good day. Time is 7 past the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, Richie back tomorrow, Jennifer back in place tomorrow. Right now, though, it's time for us to meet our friend. Those of you who are new to the program, Uri Geller has been a friend of mine for a long time, the master motivator himself. With opportunity all around you, he'd be the first to tell you that you and you alone are responsible for your success, but you can do it. You look for circumstances that you want. If you can't find them, you make them. Uri is a perfect example of that. He's been traveling around the world with his new television program that basically has reinvented him and what he's all about. How many people know that Uri, first known by many decades ago as the Spoon Bender, has taken that ability that he has to use the power of his mind to get people to use the power of their mind? There's no deception here. There's no trickery. There's just something about what we all have that we can get. We have different ways of managing ourselves. Maybe, Uri, that's the best way of looking at it. But we all have this strength. We have a mind, and it's, as the old expression goes, a terrible thing to waste. And you've just found a way to surround yourself with the opportunities that you create, and other people, it's a great example for other people. You can do the same thing. You've reinvented yourself. I look with great pride every day as you and I correspond back and forth. We've put up at DougSteffen.com some of the great promotional things. This whole show that you have now taken to Sweden, I'm looking at the billboards that this week have come out, and there's so much fun to look at what has been created here. Again, as I say, we put some of this up at DougSteffen.com. It seems to me there's a lot more energy around this show in Sweden than there has been in some of the other countries where it has been presented. Well, is that me, or is it that way?
Dougie, listen. First of all, it's really synchronized once more because I'm in a studio in Stockholm, and I'm being interviewed by a nice journalist called Mosse. And he comes from a magazine called Dagen Industri, which is a business magazine.
Really?
And it's funny because we were talking about the power of the mind, success, and the, you actually said the words that he was telling me. And this is not planned here. You know, I've been doing this show with you for 12 years, and you're right. You know, I just told him that There is something in the Swedish mind, or maybe I would say Scandinavian population. There is a facet that is more generated towards design. There is something so powerful in the industry of showing something innovative and revolutionary that, for instance, the trailer for my show, I've never seen such a trailer. Yeah. I would have expected Steven Spielberg to produce a trailer of that nature.
We put it up on our website last week. We put that up. And so you've just sent me a picture of you on that studio, the stage, with all of the people around you participating. I'm going to have it. I'm sending it over now so they can be put up. We'll post it at DougSteffen.com. And Facebook,
that is,
too.
That's amazing, because that picture I took about 15 minutes ago.
Right.
And where are you now, in Boston or in L.A.?
No, I'm in Boston this morning.
You're in Boston.
Yeah.
You're sitting in Boston in the United States. I'm sitting in Stockholm. And you're now putting the picture from Canal 5, from the studio in Stockholm, on your website.
Yep.
And it is incredible how the world shrunk with the Internet.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm telling Mosse, the journalist, that today I have the power, beside entertaining people, I have the power to send a positive message out there to people, to tell them, think of success, believe in yourself. You can be as successful as you are, as I am, as the business people out there, because you've got the mind power. You have that mind energy. Grab that opportunity that passes you every day. Learn how to recognize it. Learn to use it. Learn to activate it, to nurture it, to make it happen, to make that dream come true. And you've done it, Doug. How many years have you been doing this show?
This is my 23rd year of doing the Good Day program.
This is incredible. I'm going to ask Moshe to ask you a question so the millions of your viewers can listen to him. Doug Stephan is one of the greatest radio personalities in America. Please ask him any question.
I would like you to tell me something about your Geller's skills on
I will bring you
your audience.
All right,
okay, Doug, go ahead.
I will bring you back to the first time I ever had Uri on my radio program. I was on at KABC in Los Angeles when I met Uri. I was doing this radio program as well, the national program. But Uri came into the studio, and I didn't know. I mean, I've heard of Uri, certainly, but I didn't know him. I'd never met him before. He came in with the same sort of bravado that I'm sure he approached you with, sir. He has this warmth, and he has this when he reaches out to shake your hand or to engage you, you know that he means what he says. There's a warmth to him. And he put in my hand some radish seeds. Before we got started on the air, and he said, here, hold out your hand. I want you to hold on to these seeds. And we weren't into the program 4 or 5 minutes. And I'm looking at my hand, and these seeds over the next few minutes start to grow. So I was a real skeptic at the time. I am much a believer in all of these things now because I think that they are true. But you know what? What Uri does in terms of communicating, he's a conduit. He doesn't make it happen. He allows it to happen. He pushes these thoughts into people's minds. And unless you are completely resistant, you have to be open to him because he's so engaging. He's so positive. And he's warm. You welcome him in. And then when you see that you can actually benefit from the things he's teaching you or exposing you to, you become that much more engaged in him and his being. And imagine, sir, if we could have all of that energy around the world, that energy for good, how much better the world would be. That's how I think of Uri, as somebody who makes the world a better place.
Thanks, Doug. Can I hire you to be my PR man?
Uri, we're all family. We all love each other. We all know each other. We all are here to help each other. I can just imagine you with all those people around you in that studio, and there's a large part of me that wishes that I were there. I'm watching people holding hands, and I'm on television now, too, because the radio program that I do, Good Day, is streaming at DougStephan.com. So if you had a computer, this is the most interesting thing about what you were saying a few minutes ago about how small the world is. If somebody there in that group has a laptop, they can log on right now to DougStephan.com, and they can see me in my studio on my farm in Massachusetts talking to you as instantaneously as we're going back and forth. And I'm looking at pictures of you that were taken a few minutes ago. These folks in the studio there could watch me as I'm having this conversation with you all across the ocean. It is really a fantastic thing that we're able to do.
Doug, before I sign off, I've never done this in my life, but I've got all the performers, all the amazing Swedish mentalists next to me. This is American radio.
All right.
Millions of people are listening, and I'm going to pass my BlackBerry. One by one, introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Rico. Pleased to meet you.
Hi, my name is Henrik Silver.
My name is Alexander Vasilio.
My name is Per-Johan Rosmark.
Hello, my name is Claes Donnell.
And now to the only female performer.
My name is Claudia Planerova.
My name is Peter Gröning.
My name is Stefan Ulberg. I do corporate shows also.
Ah, that's very nice. Peter Wog here.
Hey, donkeys.
Hey, that was nice, wasn't it, Doug?
It was. I'm looking at the blonde, the lady who's there, who is the only mentalist in the group. You know how I have this interest? I love blondes. So tell her I said a warm hello to her.
So I'll tell you what, whenever the show starts, Doug, and we do our show, we'll have little interviews with everyone, okay?
That's a great idea, Uri. Great idea.
Hey, Dougie, I'll sign off. Love you all.
All right.
And my big warm wishes to all the listeners all over the States.
Yep. Good luck to you, and thanks for us being able to talk to all those folks who were there. Take good care. All right, so that's kind of a neat thing, isn't it? Roberta, isn't it neat the way you can connect with people? And this is what, if there, you know, I was talking earlier this morning about what a mess the world is in, and it is kind of. But when you get right down to brass tacks, because we're all sort of flying on this little saucer, this little planet together, as sort of simplistic as it seems, we're on this together, and it would be wonderful if we could, through the greatness that is technology today. We've used technology for good and we use it for evil. But here it has more of a chance to do good, it seems to me, in connecting people. We all realize, I'm looking at this picture of Uri, and that blonde lady is very attractive, by the way. All of these folks, if you don't understand what the concept of the program is, we've explained it a few times before, but I'll go through it again. And you can find out more if you go to Uri Geller's website, Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. You can see what goes on. He has done this now in, I think, 14 countries around the world. Somebody came to him, as strange as it is, about 4 years ago and said, you know, we need to try to find the new Uri Geller. There's got to be somebody out there in the world who has the same power or something similar to yours. But you have to lead the charge. You have to be the force behind it. You have to make it happen. And so he got together with his Israeli television producer, who had first come to him with the idea, and they produced that show for Israeli television, and it was a smash success because everybody in Israel, he's an Israeli, although he lives in England, he's very passionate about Israel. Everybody knows Uri there, and the show did phenomenally well. So then his second most favorite place outside of England and America is Japan, where he is like a god. And he had a big, the show after he left Sweden was going to go, they were going to produce it in Japan. Now, he told me on the phone yesterday or the day before when I was talking to him that they have put it on hold because everything in Japan is on hold. Nothing works or is working in Japan. He's done it in Turkey. He's done it in Germany. He's done it in France, done it in England, done it in America, done it in Greece. And they have all local versions using people who are from the country, speaking the language, and they translate him, and sometimes he's had, like when he did it here, he had that annoying Chris, what was the guy's name, Michael?
Who's Chris Angel.
Chris Angel. Ugh, what a horse's neck he is. A horse is something else. But he's done it by himself in most other countries, and it's been very, very successful. And so you just, but he's, he always has the same attitude, no matter when you find him, morning, noon, and night. Talk to him anytime, day or night. We've been talking a lot more lately because we have some things that we're sharing together. And it just is always pleasant. Don't you love to talk to somebody who always makes you feel good?
He always has good ideas.
He does.
And
he
always makes you feel good when you talk to him.
Great stuff. 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
All right, so here we are. We're talking about the media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was interested to see the reports out of how many people. There was a story in USA Today yesterday highlighting how resilient radio is, how people who are on radio stations doing radio programs like this still captivate most of the audience in America, even though there's all this competition from XM and Pandora and stuff. So thank you for listening to Good Day, 21 After.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now.
But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWars Team.
As directed.
We have Maria Bailey in her Twitter mode. They call it tweeting on
a
Twitter.
Yeah, you send out a tweet.
You send out a tweet.
While you're Twittering, you tweet.
The concept is for you to always constantly update what you're doing on Twitter.
I'm going into the bathroom now to take a dump.
I know. That's the thing. It's like,
that's more than I needed to know.
Number one song from this week in 1986. Instrumental group. Instrumentalist called Falco, F-A-L-C-O. Remember this, Roberta?
Yes, I do.
I thought this was so weird at the time. Maybe that's why I became number one. It's pretty redundant. Pretty much what you've heard is what you get for about 3.5 minutes. Was this connected to, was it Bing, Ben Kingsley who played Wolf, Mozart?
I remember that movie.
Or Tim Hulce,
It was called, Amadeus was the name
right.
of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that, this song was around at the time?
It wasn't in the movie, though.
It was a play, wasn't it?
No, it was a movie also.
It was a movie, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Been a while, so, but I, 25 years ago. 25 years ago. It was 86, 25 years ago.
You can look it up.
Yeah. All right, you can check it out. Roberta, the font of knowledge, 25 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Speaking of that, here's your chance to win a swell prize by going to DougSteffen.com and finding out what it is that makes Dr. Ted Eisenberg unusual. There are several things about him, and the two things that are moderately unusual, one's more unusual than the other, is that they use the same tools. He's using the same thing for what he does as a living and what he does as a hobby. So if you go to DougSteffen.com from today's show, you'll see the story of Dr. Ted Eisenberg. And if you call us at 800-510-8255 and tell us what he does for a living, according to the story, and what he does with his hands when he's free, when he's not making a living, using the same tools then you'll win the prize. Just tell us the Dr. Ted Eisenberg story, mm-hmm. Which is there. The story is told for all to read at DougStephan.com. All right? The whole story is right there. What's his claim to fame? Why is he well known? Why is he famous? That's always been one of my great things. Why are you famous? What is the Doug Stephan Good Day program famous for? You and I were back and forth with email yesterday about that sort of thing.
Yep.
What it is that, why when people, we ask the question, okay, why the Good Day program? Why this program versus something else? Why would a station choose this program over another program? Or why would listeners choose this program over another program? It's pretty interesting because there's nothing about it that's predictable. Excuse me, it's not like all the other yakety-yak that's there. There's something in it for pretty much everybody. So now your turn. I know a lot of people are going to the website right now to try to figure this out. The Doug Stephan prize closet is full of Doug Stephan neat things. Plus, we still have a few. I don't think we have too many of those ski passes to give out, Roberta, but we still have a few for
There's
various
still a few,
places
yes.
around.
Mm-hmm.
The country can still ski in many areas for another month or so.
Oh, yeah. The New England is terrific.
Yeah. Great skiing. Okay. So Dr. Ted Eisenberg is in focus. He's performed something actually pretty unique, and he's done more of them than anybody else. And he also has an interesting hobby to go along with what he does for a living. Check it out at DougStephan.com and call us with the answer. Now would be a good time to do that work as we have a moment or two for you to do your homework, and then you call us at 800-510-8255. Also at DougStephan.com, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, takes a good look at spring produce. You can check out where to get it and what the best buys are, all at DougStephan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Here's the deal. Bed bugs continue to be a pest, and they're not going away anytime soon. So here's what you should and shouldn't do to fight them. One of the best ways to prevent bed bugs from hitching a ride home with you is to protect the clothes inside your suitcase. Look for luggage liners or a laundry bag made from impermeable micropolyester to seal your clothing inside the suitcase. And if the bag is big enough, you can even use it to wrap your suitcase while in the hotel room. And remember, bed bugs can't survive past 20 minutes in more than 120 degrees Fahrenheit. So wash and dry your clothes with a laundry bag on high heat before you go home. Otherwise, make it the very first thing you do when you get home. Leave your suitcase outside while you inspect it carefully. And if you do encounter bed bugs, it may be tempting to spray them with pesticides, but never use chemicals that are designed for only outdoor use. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
In the news on the Good Day program, 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. I'm Doug. She's Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's at the controls. Okay, so I have the assignment put out there, the 2020 news. Well, this isn't really a news quiz, but it's a quickie quiz. I like to do these between 20 past the hour and 20 before the hour. So in some circumstances where it requires a little more work or focus, you have a little more time to do it before we pull the plug or the curtain on this, okay? So our task right now sends you to the Doug Stephan website, S-T-E-P-H-N, DougStephan.com. You will find the story in there of Dr. Ted Eisenberg, who has performed more of what he's known for than anybody else in the world. He is the number one expert, the number one performer of this type of process or procedure, shall we say. So what is it that he does and has done more than anybody else? And then with that, he has kind of an interesting hobby that is connected to his work. He uses the same instruments in his hobby as he uses in his work. And the story is there at DougStephan.com. Ted Eisenberg is his name. And for the prize and the quickie quiz, which you will get in the next 5 minutes for identifying him, what he does, what his hobbies are, you'll find some neat things. We have a lot of Doug Stephan. We've really developed a little line. People say I should be selling this stuff, but I like giving it away. We have hats and T-shirts and memorabilia, that kind of stuff, sweatshirts, all kinds of things, T-shirts that have the Doug Stephan logo on. It's kind of the member of the club thing, if you will. So tell us about Ted Eisenberg, and you'll be entitled to one of those cool things. You haven't won before on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry later in this half hour. Dr. Ken along with his daily dose of medical information. The word on John Travolta.
Oh.
John Travolta has a new job. He is working with Qantas Airlines. You know, he's a commercial pilot.
Yeah.
Trained as a commercial pilot. According to stories floating around today, both from America and Australia, Qantas staffers have called the new in-flight safety video, which he's done, mm-hmm. corny and tacky.
Oh.
some of the online chat
you
rooms.
You mean the one that they play when you first get on the plane on how to buckle your seatbelt?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
The clip that is being shown on Qantas now features Travolta in his pilot's uniform telling passengers, quote, "This is your captain speaking." Well, maybe not today, but I can guarantee that the people on the flight deck and the greater team here care just as much about aircraft safety as I do. I've been flying over 40 years, and as a pilot, I can tell you there's no one I'd rather have at the controls than a Qantas pilot. Flight attendants are upset about being referred to as the team. What? Get a life, will you, for God's sakes? You want to play it for me, Michael?
This is your captain speaking. Well, maybe not today, but I can guarantee that the guys in the flight deck and the greater team care just as much about aircraft safety as I do. I've been flying for over 40 years as a pilot, and I can tell you there's no one I'd rather have at the controls than a Qantas pilot. So before we take off to the skies, please pay attention while the team runs through a few important safety points.
Welcome to our Qantas A380. We know you're more than capable of operating a seatbelt, but here's a few points on how this one works. Attach your seatbelt by inserting the clasp into the buckle and tighten by pulling the strap. If you are seated in first, also ensure that your sash belt is in place for takeoff and landing. Undo your seatbelt by pressing the button. You must have your seatbelt done up low and tight during takeoff, landing, and whenever the seatbelt sign is on. While seated at all other times, we require you to have your seatbelt fastened. And in the unlikely event of an emergency, it is important you are familiar with the brace position appropriate to your seat. If you can reach the seat in front of you, brace by folding your arms on the back of the seat in front and rest your forehead on your arms. If you can't reach the seat in front, put your head on your knees or lean as far forward as you can and hold onto your legs. Keep your feet firmly on the floor to prevent them from moving forward. If you are seated in first, your brace position is to sit upright. Place your hands on your knees and bring your chin towards your chest. Please take the time to check where the nearest exits are, as they vary from aircraft to aircraft. Our team is currently pointing them out. A good way of remembering the route to your nearest exit is to count the number of rows between you and that exit.
Yeah, what's the problem with referring to the group as the team? What's the matter with that? Get a life, will you, please? These people are... What do you think? I mean, the world is not going to revolve around a stewardess or a flight attendant. We need them in the plane. They do a good job, many of them, not all of them, but many of them. I like the people that I encounter most of the time. I get into a conversational mode with them as they're serving lunch or breakfast or whatever it is that we're eating on the plane, and I tend to, I like to know. I love to talk to people and find out what they're all about. And so, it's easy enough to do that, and I don't find them to be jerkle burgers, but some of them are. Come on. Relax. Mm-hmm. Not like this is, hello, life or death here. I suppose it could be if they, if there's something wrong with the plane. Anyway, I think Travolta is fine. It's good. It's, it would make me, I would smile if I saw John Travolta. I don't know, sometimes I listen to these blowhards who run these airlines get up there, and as they start the announcement, "I'm Fred Smith, and I run this airline, and you're going to have a great time today because we're the best in the world." It's a crock. They're all the same. They all give you service only because they have to, not because they want to. So it's hooey. All right. Speaking of airlines and pilots and flight attendants and stuff, there's a story about a guy named William Hammann, H-A-M-M-A-N. He is a cardiologist, but he also is a pilot for United Airlines. He taught doctors and pilots ways to keep their hearts going in case the plane got into trouble. He has, for a long time, been flying jumbo jets. He got a lot of money in grants, has worked at universities and hospitals. He's worked for prestigious medical groups. There was a story in the Associated Press recently featuring him leading a team training session at the American College of Cardiology. But you remember the story of the kid Frank, I want to say Etzensberger. Remember the movie that Tom Hanks and Leo Leonardo DiCaprio were in a number of years ago about
Abagnale.
Abagnale. Thank you very much, Michael. God, I can bless you. I can always count on you. Frank Abagnale, or Abagnale, was the he started out as a 18 or 19 year old kid who was able to forge checks, and he became very good at it. And he went around the world. He wanted to be a pilot, and so he cashed checks he made from Pan Am. And you remember that story? Do you remember that movie? What's the movie called?
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
Right.
Yeah,
it's going to be a Broadway show soon.
Okay, so that's the story I'm talking about. So he wasn't what he seemed to be. And apparently this guy, Hammond, isn't a cardiologist or even a doctor. He had no medical degree, no doctoral degree, no fellowships, he'd claimed. For 15 years, though, apparently he did attend a medical school a few years ago, but withdrew. His pilot qualifications may be in question as well. He has the highest type of license a pilot can have, but the FAA started looking into him. He was grounded by United after his medical and doctoral degrees evaporated, and he has now since resigned as an educator and a researcher at a hospital in Michigan. Doctors who worked with this guy were stunned. 58 years old. Mm-hmm. He'd been playing this role for years and years and years. He actually worked with a cardiology group in Detroit. They were paying him $250,000 a year to work on certain projects. And he also helped United as a pilot, training pilots on how to best handle either there were heart attacks on the plane, or let's say, God mm-hmm. forbid, there have been pilots who died of heart attacks while they were flying.
That's why there's co-pilots.
Yeah, that's exactly why there are co-pilots, right? The pilot dies, what happens?
Yeah!
What happens? You got to have a co-pilot.
Hello.
And then, by the way, there are FedEx has enlisted Boeing. They say in the next 10, 12, 14 years, they want Boeing to develop the 767 or its equivalent to fly without a pilot. No pilot.
What?
They want the planes. They're FedEx.
But they still have to have pilots on board, right?
No. Nope. They want them. They're going to run them. They're going to fly them like drones. They're going to set up in the Memphis office of FedEx and fly the planes all over the place with like drones. They have people
that
sitting.
That is scary.
It is kind of scary, isn't it?
That is scary.
Really pretty scary. All right. So anyway, this guy, fellow Hammond, he told everybody he had an MD, a PhD degree, worked for the Department of Defense in the medical field, helping them understand the kind of strain that pilots go through in the Air Force. And all of it's a sham. It was a complete fabrication.
Wow.
And how do you get away with this? Just is an amazing thing. I mean, I have a lot of respect for the guy, frankly.
Wow.
He was able to pull it off for all these years. He started in 1992 working as a phony MD in the United Flight Center in Denver. He said that being a doctor there opened up doors at United for him. They thought it was very interesting that a doctor wanted to be a pilot, and they said, sure. He applied for funds. I got 2005, he got a $2.8 million grant from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to expand simulation training into medical settings. Matching funds brought in another $4.2 million. This guy applied for grants and got them. He videotaped heart attack treatment drills and explained to doctors and to pilots how to handle these emergencies on planes, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. Amazing story. And so, people say, okay, well, he was a crook. I don't think he was. Nobody ever got hurt.
Right,
as a matter of fact,
hurt.
He helped a lot of people.
He joined the FBI, didn't he?
Is this what, Abagnale? Abagnale joined the FBI. He worked in the FBI until like a year or two ago. He was the chief fraud inspector for... from the check division.
Well, that was always
my... That's how he got into the story.
That was always my contention was, you know, when these people like are hackers.
The hackers.
And,
right.
I mean, they hack into the Pentagon computers. Heck, don't jail them.
No.
Fire them.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. It's just,
I mean, I could never understand that.
All right. Nobody got this right. Nobody figured out what the story is with this fellow, Ted Eisenberg. So I will tell you quickly because we've got to get to Dr. Ken. Ted Eisenberg has performed more breast surgery operations than anybody else in the world. And he also is, as a little sideline, he enjoys competitive knife throwing. He uses tomahawks and knives and that sort of thing. He has won many contests, competitive knife throwing contests, using scalpels and hunting knives and all kinds of things. So that's the story with the guy. He's the world's foremost breast surgeon and also the world's champion competitive knife thrower.
Okay.
All right. Isn't that a great story, though? Two very interesting stories about two very interesting men. Speaking of interesting men, Dr. Ken joins us in 60 seconds with our daily dose of important medical information today on Good Day.
That's all from us. So sit back and enjoy the journey.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
All right, 13 before the hour now. Time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to grace us with his presence. Some pretty interesting and important news from the world of medicine today. We'll get to that after Roberta updates us on her diet, the MetaFast diet, Ken, that she's been on since the first of the year when everybody else got on it. Your doctor pointed out to you, was it yesterday or the other day?
Yesterday. I went to the doctor, he says, wow, I can't believe the weight that you've lost. I've lost 16 pounds since I started on this.
And you're on a pretty, well, the last month you've been mother.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like your mother passed away, but you were nursing her and being with her around the clock for almost a month.
And actually, I have to say, having the MetaFast diet plan with me was really great during that time because, I mean, I didn't have time to cook or go out to eat or anything like that. And they're so simple to make because you just kind of pop most of the stuff in the microwave. And I was at the hospice facility with her. So even, you know, bringing food sometimes was too much of a thought. So I would just bring the MetaFast diet stuff. And it was terrific. The soups, the hot drinks, the scrambled eggs were terrific. The bars were really great. I would just throw them in my bag. And the ready-made shakes were great, too. Just throw them in my bag, too. So while I was sitting with her, I'd have something to eat every couple of hours. So I managed, even though I did down a half gallon of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream one night because I was so depressed. And I asked my husband, please bring me in a half gallon. Yes, it did help. It made me feel a lot better. I felt a little guilty afterwards, but I gave myself a little bit of space. I said, you know what? Under the circumstances, I'm going to have a half gallon of ice cream.
All right, so Ken, there's another story, yet another testimony to how wonderfully well MetaFast works. Here's what you do if you want to get into the success circle with Roberta and all the others on our staff, Richie and Jennifer, and me now, I'm on it a little bit. I got to get rid of this role. Log on to MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken to save $50, MetaFastKen.com, or call them toll-free at 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken. Save $50 off your purchase of MetaFast products. You will be very happy that you got onto the program. All right, Ken, what's the story with this first full-face male transplant?
Big news, Doug. A Texas construction worker, horribly disfigured in a power line accident, has undergone the nation's first full-face transplant. Dallas Weens, he's 25. He received a new nose, lips, skin, muscles, and nerves from an unidentified dead person in an operation paid for by the military.
Wow, so this guy would have been in the military. Is that he lost it maybe over in Afghanistan?
No, they wanted to learn and to help soldiers with severe facial wounds.
Got it. Wow, what a story. Thanks, Ken.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Insurance.
That's Reese Witherspoon from the movie Walk the Line called Jukebox Blues. She and Joaquin Phoenix, wasn't it Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes.
Right? It was Joaquin Phoenix. Did a great job. Didn't you think, Chucker, this was a great movie? Story of Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it's a good movie. She won the Oscar. But, you know, like a lot of people who win the Oscar, they get their career sort of stalls after. She hasn't had success in terms of creatively or financially at the movies in the last 3 years.
Well, she's been in a lot of movies. They haven't. You're saying they haven't done particularly well?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, all right. Well, she's a likable sort. Her birthday is today. She's 35 today. And I read somewhere over the weekend she was getting married in April to whoever it is. Who's she hanging around with?
I don't think – not a big name. I'm not sure who it is, but another mistake. But that's a story.
Getting married is a mistake in many people's minds, including yours truly. 54 and change past the hour. Okay, time for our movie trivia question. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna love this one,
yep.
Trucker. Here we go, Roberta.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you four options. There's a town in Georgia. Actress Kim Basinger bought. After she had her first big success in a movie. She paid $20 million for this town. What's the name of the town? Here are the options. Blakely, Baxley, Bainbridge, or Braselton. All these towns are in Georgia. Which one did Kim Basinger buy for $20 million? Blakely, Baxley, Bainbridge, or Braselton? You know the answer? Swell. Call us at 800-510-8255, and we'll put you on the horn. First person in with the right answer who's not won before in Movie Moments will get the prize. Blakely, Baxley, Bainbridge, or Braselton, which of those towns in Georgia did Kim Basinger buy for $20 million? That's the story. Chucker has movie news, got a couple of tidbits here and there, all up and coming right after this on Good Day.
With the April 18th tax deadline looming, the nation's largest lawyers organization has some tips on finding a tax preparer. The American Bar Association says that while most are honest and reputable, not all tax preparers are affiliated with professional organizations that follow strict standards. Charlie Edgerton, chair of the ABA section of taxation, offers this advice.
Your tax return is your responsibility, so make sure you hire someone who is reputable and has the proper credentials. Avoid preparers who promise refunds. Know what the charges will be before the work begins. Ask if the amount covers any assistance you may need if the IRS questions your return. Make sure the preparer signs your return, includes a preparer tax identification number, and gives you a copy. Review the return before you sign it. Never sign a blank return. And make sure the person is available after the return is filed in case you need additional help.
Edgerton and the ABA stress that errors on the return are your responsibility, not the preparer's, and could result in additional taxes, interest, and possibly even penalties. I'm John Tritton.
All right, I'm Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli. Your calls at 800-510-8255 and Chuckers Movie News. I see that Arnold says he's going to announce what his latest movie or his next project will be in another week or so. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see. I suppose he's involved in some sort of TV show overseas. I don't know if he's just producing or what his involvement is, but a lot of people will wonder, you know, what movie project he will come up with, and will it be high profile? Will he be the star? So on and so forth. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Okay, Doug, filming on Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings prequel, The Hobbit, began last week.
Yay!
Roberta's all excited about that.
Yeah, that film was delayed for about a year due to MGM's money problems, but finally it's before cameras. On an appearance on The View yesterday, actor Kiefer Sutherland says that the 24 movie will be in theaters for 2012. For that to happen, it would have to start filming this year. Now, with no director attached and no working script ready, I think he might be overstepping, but he would know he's the star.
I don't think he's overstepping at all. I think he was the reason it slowed down, because he didn't like the script and they didn't have a director that he got along with. So, you wonder again why they don't just put the director or one of the directors, because they don't use the same director all the time. From the 24 episodes.
Yeah, well, I said this before. You know, everybody that getting involved has nothing to do with the original TV show, which
stupid.
And I know makes really no sense.
Yeah, right.
One other bit of news: 20th Century Fox will reboot the superhero franchise Daredevil. The original film starred Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner.
I thought
it was a good movie, but yeah, a lot of people don't like it. David Spade did the last Twilight Zone film director.
And in Pennsylvania, what's the name of the town that Kim Basinger bought?
Blakely,
that is a good guess. Eliminates one of the four. Teresa, you're in Georgia. What's the name of the town she bought?
Brazelton.
Brazelton is the correct answer. That is correct. So you get the prize. Hold on. 55, actually 59.